54. Elevator music from hell.
What you want is deep. To the hip sounds, the now sounds of Area 54.
Thank you. That's Bob Moses off of Battle Lines. The new album is called, we played a song called Back Down. And then we played a song by Daft Punk. Yep, that's right. Daft Punk. We've been playing Daft Punk on Area 54 for a long time. That song was called Motherboard, and you can find that on their album, Random Access Memories. They really blew it up when they came out with this album, didn't they, Mike? A lot of all over the place, but you know,
surprisingly good album. I wasn't expecting
through
that.
Through and through, a Daft Punk sound and production, but really good album of theirs. Kind of cool to see them around, and then they did a great tour for it. And you know, now it's been a little while, and music's still valid. Fakir did a song called Sea Song, and it's off of his album All Glows. Alexis Taylor, really liking this new album by Alexis Taylor. New album's called Beautiful Thing. We played a song called Deep Cut. We'll play some more off of that. There's a lot of great tracks. There's tracks on there that I don't really think much of. And then after a couple of listens, I was like, I really like that song, actually. So that's a sign of usually a good album that lasts. Good job by Alexis Taylor, new album, Beautiful Thing. Coyote Cleanup, before that, did a song called Can't Shake the Full Moon. It's off the album Double Trouble Deluxe. And we start off the whole set with the Baltimore sound of Beach House. Did a song called Dark Springs off the album Seven. Yeah, these guys.
I don't know if that's a Baltimore sound, that track,
I don't
though.
Think so.
That was like their Bloody Valentine, My Bloody Valentine sound that they had there.
Yeah.
They went the full shoegaze on that track.
Pretty
cool. It's like that album has so many different sounds on it compared to their older music. Their older albums were just kind of like, I could never really handle a whole album all the way through.
Well,
this one has got a lot of variety.
Yeah, this one was designed and built in the studio rather than out and about, is what they say. So a lot more studio effects. And also, I think they probably did a lot more experimentation with instrumentation on specific tracks. In other words, not just going, okay, well, we always play an acoustic on this thing when we play out. They actually tried it in the studio and then picked the best instrument that worked with the song. And, of course, coming out with their new album, Seven, it sounds way different because they approached it that way.
Yeah,
good stuff, huh?
Seventh album from these guys already. Pretty original in the name.
They worked too hard in the studio. They had nothing left.
They're like, let's just use seven. A biblical number and
hell, call it seven.
Yeah.
I'm done.
There
let's
we go.
Get a drink.
A seven of seven. There we go. All right, we got more music here.
As long as their next album is an eight, I'll be okay.
All right, we got Mr. Twin Sister, or they can do like their age when the album comes out, kind of like Adele does, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, she's going to be like, it's this album 64.
No, she'll have to just do some subtraction. So my age, minus 25.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be stuck at 39 forever, right?
Yeah.
All right, we got Mr. Twin Sister queued up here. It's going to play a song for you called Set Me Free.